Lakers shipped 5.9 million tons of iron ore in November, putting shipments to date at roughly 53.2 million tons. Shipments were down about 1 million tons from October, but Lake Carriers Association Vice President Glenn Nekvasil says numbers are up over last year.
So for the first time this year, we have finally, here in November, shaken off the last effects of that brutal winter.
Nekvasil says they spent around $6 million repairing ice damage to boats this year. Once the snow melted, he says higher water levels helped Lakers carry more cargo. Shipments are still down about 5% from 2012. The Duluth Seaway Port Authority has seen around 28.7 million tons of iron ore pass through the Twin Ports as of October. Numbers haven't been released yet for November. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior. The Duluth Seaway Port Authority has seen around 28.7 million tons of iron ore pass through the Twin Ports as of October. Numbers haven't been released yet for November. Facilities manager Jim Shero says last winter's ice and rail delays have had the most impact on shipping. Shero says some iron ore was delivered by truck.
But that's a very expensive, arduous undertaking. It takes 4 or 5 days to equal just one train load.
Shero says they expect iron ore shipments to grow. Numbers are due out next week. Around 29.4 million tons came through the port last year. Lakers shipped 5.9 million tons of iron ore on the Great Lakes in November. Shipments to date have edged ahead of last year's numbers at roughly 53.2 million tons. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.